Today, Quarinam, January 13th. For today, we're all sitting together talking about the next Hinduism today. What are we going to put in it? What is the news that has come in on the internet? What is the news that's come in on the wire services, Associated Press and Reuters, faxes, letters to the editor, and more? Wonderful visitors lately. All mystically inclined, and most are long-term vegetarians. How is it, I wonder, that Europeans and Americans are vegetarians and most Indian Hindus aren't? Wow, the Church of England dominating India and Sri Lanka for such a long time really did a good job in convincing Hindus who are to be vegetarians by testimony of their faith to eat meat. Too bad. Let's correct the situation. Being a vegetarian is being healthy. Being a vegetarian is being strong. Being a vegetarian is being kindly and letting that little chicken live, or that potential egg become a chicken. Some people often ask me, well, what about milk? I said, well, milk is not a potential cow. We don't have any questions today, but there is one typical question that comes up once or twice every year for the last so many years, and that is, I try to meditate, and I become so angry with myself. And the more I try to meditate and do japa, the repetition of mantras, the stronger my anger becomes. What can I do to learn to meditate? Well, the first thing to do is to learn to control the anger by not meditating, not performing japa or the recitation of mantras, because that strengthens that lower chakra where anger exists. And that's way down in the nether worlds, way down in the thighs someplace. It's not in the torso, and it's certainly not in the head. It is one of the lower worlds where there is fire, it's felt, there's no reason to anger. It's sort of a temporary insanity, I would say. So, angry people should not meditate, should not perform austerities, should do simple sadhanas like karma yoga, clean the temple, make garlands, worship Shiva with love in their heart if they can get up that high in consciousness. This is so important on the path, because angry people are on a path, but it's not the path. It's a path that goes around in circles. It's called the Anava Marga, the path of the lower ego, the personal ego, the I-ness, the little I, not the big I. Anger is a detriment to sadhana. Someone can perform sadhana for 3 weeks and do very well in a controlled environment, such as here on the Garden Island of Kauai at our place. And then miss his flight at the airport and become very angry, and all of the good energy and all of the good punyam, which is good merit, accumulated within himself through the 2 weeks of sadhana, flies away, never to return. That's the good advice for those who get angry and are spinning their wheels and trying to meditate. So send in your questions, and if you would like to have a brochure about Inner Search Alaska. Inner Search means search within ourselves. We're going on a big ship from Vancouver, Canada, to Anchorage, Alaska, to bless a Ganesha temple that's coming up in Anchorage, Alaska, the first one in that state, which we are creating. If you want to go with us, There's a limited group that can go. The ship only holds 1,200 people. Write to us in the little question box and we'll send you some information on this journey. We'll have many, many classes throughout the day and much learning to be done. And we can personally become acquainted. So all of you cyberspace babies out there, your cyberspace adults out there, cyberspace wonderful people, let's go up, up and away to Vancouver and then slide across the ocean looking at the icebergs and the polar bears, but most importantly, looking within ourselves to find the glories of the wonderful soul that Lord Shiva has created us to be.